Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hi, welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and today's show is all about looking within and doing without. We're going to be talking about these present times and how to not just get through them, but thrive through them. But before we get into the show, I want to thank you for your support and prayers. I feel them. I know you're praying for me. I know that you are offering me your support, and I am so grateful for that. Thank you for spreading the word about the show. That is the absolute best advertising that I can have for Simply Holy. And thank you for helping me to lead the world to Christ through Mary. I can't do it without you. And you're there for me, and I'm here for you. Hey, let's pray together. Let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, these are tough times throughout the world. We are facing a pandemic that is frightening hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions. Father, we know that you hold the world in your hands. We know that your divine providence will see us through this. And so we thank you. We thank you, Father, that we are here together, that we have this opportunity for this podcast. We thank our Mother Mary for her inspiration for the podcast, for guiding us and praying for us. Mother, we know that you pray for us always. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you for open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and his mother have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, again, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and today we're talking about looking within and doing without. Looking within and doing without. What do I mean by that? Well, This is a echo. This podcast, this episode, is an echo from a podcast episode that I did a couple of weeks back. That episode, which became quite popular, hundreds of downloads, if not more. The trackers don't tell me how many on all the platforms. Anyway, that was about spiritual poverty and our Lenten journey. Today I want to talk about poverty, spiritual poverty, but in a very different way. I'm going to talk about living in the spirit of poverty. There's a difference. Spiritual poverty refers to humility. Living in the spirit of poverty is, it's as if spiritual poverty is the thought and living in the spirit of poverty is the action. So you'll see as I go into this more deeply, you'll see what I mean by that. But, you know, what's got me thinking about this is the fact that who would have thought a couple of weeks ago when I made that first podcast on poverty, spiritual poverty, who would have thought that today we would be facing the reality of empty store shelves? Have you been to the store? Have you seen it? It's pretty surprising. And it's causing a lot of people to panic. But there's a way to look at this that I think will be very helpful to you. And also my goal is to help people, myself included, to remember always that God is good, no matter what happens. God is good. Now, when we look at this idea of living in the spirit of poverty, and especially in lieu of what we're seeing right now with the restrictions from COVID-19, the isolation, and as I mentioned, the reality of empty store shelves, I want to talk a little bit about, well, hoarding, quite frankly. Now, I know some people are going to get mad at me. Don't get mad, because I had a couple of people on Facebook get mad at me for talking about this. But the idea of grabbing everything you can is not, I think, the exceptionally Christian thing to do. I know that sounds cruel. I don't mean it that way. Here, you know, our needs are real. They're absolutely real. No doubt about it. We need things, especially if you've got a family. You need certain things. Yep, we need the toilet paper. We need the soap. We need on and on and on. All of those things. We need them for a fact. But can we approach them differently? That's my point. Can we approach this differently? So, can we pray to be able to rely on divine providence throughout this? And there's a quote from scripture. It's from the Gospel of Matthew. It's, if you want to look it up and read it for yourself, it's chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Here's where, and you'll recognize this right away, I guarantee it. This is what Jesus told his disciples. He said, "Lay not up to yourselves treasures on earth, where the rust and moth consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up to yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither the rust nor moth consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart also." For where your treasure is, there is your heart also. in this respect of living in the spirit of poverty. That's where it's at, okay? Lay up not your treasures on earth. Now, when the stores are, you know, the shelves are empty, I can certainly see how that pack of toilet paper or the bleach wipes or whatever it is that people, you know, really want to stock up on, I can see how that can seem like a treasure. And it is. It is. I mean, there are, at this moment in time, shortages. Now, it won't be long term. It's just because everybody ran out and started buying up right away. So it looks like there's these terrible shortages. As the press briefing I watched explained, it's kind of a hiccup in the supply chain. It's temporary. But here's the thing. The idea of, and I've seen this for myself, I have seen, before stores got smart, or prudent, I should say, and started limiting the number of items of certain things that people could buy at one time, it was kind of a free-for-all. And it was kind of funny because we were just doing our regular grocery shopping. We heard it was kind of rough out there. We didn't expect what we found, my husband and I. But in any case, we saw people with cartloads of toilet paper. The bottom of the underside of the cart was you know, stuffed as full as it could be, and the cart itself was piled as high as it possibly could be. Even a large family could not go through that much toilet paper in, you know, a number of weeks. Maybe it seems judgmental, but I mean, really, you should have seen some of these carts. Okay. My thinking was, yes, absolutely, the authorities have recommended to us to stock up in the case that there will be a quarantine. That's the smart way to go about this, for sure. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't be prudent. Don't be prepared. That's not what I'm saying. Yes, be prepared. But they're recommending that stock up for about 2 weeks worth. 2 weeks. So even a month would not require the amounts of things that people are buying in many cases. Not everybody. So it's got me thinking about this idea of living in the spirit of poverty and what you and I can do as Catholic Christians to help turn the tide by our example. Now, I can understand, and I suppose there are a lot of people thinking what I'm, well, let me just get to it and you'll see what I mean. I understand that there are people affected deeply financially by this pandemic. I understand that there are folks that are out of work. Maybe you're out of work. Maybe someone you love is out of work. My husband's job has been affected by this pandemic. Okay? I understand that. So I understand that fear, that concern about not having enough going forward. I understand that. But there's a way, I think, to look at this that will change your perspective. It's changed mine. I've been praying a lot about this. and make this all seem not so scary, but actually more like a spiritual exercise. You know, we're in Lent. We're in Lent. We're supposed to be giving up things and living penance already anyway. But can we use only what's necessary? Can we buy only what's necessary? You know, as I'm going around my household, you know, my daily stuff around the house, and I'm thinking, you know, I could cut back on some things. I could use less of certain things at one time. I could think more carefully about, you know, something, a simple example, how many Kleenex I pull out of the box at one time, you know, I tend to have allergies here and there. Okay. So, you know, the temptation to just pull a bunch out and have them, you know, jam them in my pocket and use a couple at once, you know, that's very simplified. I understand that. But other things, you know, I'm asking myself, do I have to drink so much coffee? No, I don't. I didn't give it up for Lent, but I gave up lots of other things. Do I have to have this or that? No, I don't. Do I have to have that big of a serving of meat at dinner? No, I don't. That's what I mean by this, is thinking about being very conscious of what we're using on a daily basis, but not out of fear, but out of love for God. Out of love for God, that's the thing. You know, to you know, sit down to dinner and take a little less and offer it to God as a sacrifice for graces to endure for ourselves and for all of those suffering from this pandemic. You know, there's great good to be done here. And this idea then of not hoarding, but being prepared, becomes something holy. How prepared do we actually have to be? I mean, what do we consider prepared? You know, we can't forget God's providence. We can't forget that there are other people who need things as well. So, you know, rather than clearing the shelf so we can make sure we have it, we take what we need and leave some for somebody else. You know, this idea of living in the spirit of poverty, you know, it's like St. Francis did. You know, he went to an extreme. He threw off everything. I mean, he was from a very rich family. He had fine clothes. He had everything he could ever have wanted. And he gave it all up. Gave his dad all the things, all his fine clothes, everything he had of monetary or material value. He gave it back to his dad. And he renounced it. And he lived the life of a real pauper. Now, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not expecting myself to do it even. But it's that same kind of attitude where God is what's most important right now, not what I have or what I own, but our Lord. And I think when we start looking at this with that kind of attitude, with that in mind, it changes everything. You know, if we go through our day and we offer up all the inconveniences to our Lord, you know, this is the time when we should be focusing on his suffering, since we're in Lent, his awful suffering in the crucifixion, the passion and crucifixion. We have a lot that's being asked of us as Catholics. I think I saw this morning that there are, I think it's 147, I think was the last count diocese or archdiocese that have implemented the suspension of Holy Mass and even the other sacraments, confessions, baptisms, any kind of public gathering of any kind. That's a real hardship. That is really tough. That's tough for me. That broke my heart. I broke down and cried when I saw the announcement that our archdiocese has suspended all public masses and everything. Everything's canceled. Everything at my parish, everything, every single thing. And I cried. I cried. And I pouted for almost the entire day. It was hard for me. But then I realized that this idea of making this time a holy time, in order to do that, I need to change my attitude. And so make more spiritual communions. Remember how precious Holy Mass actually is. And offer this as a tremendous sacrifice for, well, so many, the poor souls in purgatory, for the conversion of sinners, for my own family, for those who suffer the effects of coronavirus in, you know, their employment or their own health, the not being able to have the sacraments is tough. The isolation is tough. You know, people are, well, they're supposed to be, and I think most people are sheltering at home, canceling events, not doing unnecessary errands, things like that. That isolation, that, and you know, a lot of people working from home that don't usually work from home, that isolation is a huge sacrifice for most people. But this could be a very beautiful time in that we learn to reach out to others. And I know I mentioned this in my last podcast, reach out to others in ways that we never did before. But living this spirit of poverty, this acceptance of what this is that God has sent us, this pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic, He hasn't sent it, but He is allowing it. And He is a lot smarter than any person on earth. He knows exactly why we need to endure this, so that it works to the greater good. And living in the spirit of poverty could be the instrument for which we help this to become a greater good. Go through your day. Go through your day and think to yourself, is this really necessary? And I think it's going to change you. I think it's going to change you a lot, as a matter of fact. And if you talk about this with your family members, I think it will change them. What do we really need? Can we scale back? Can we do without? These are all things that we need to be thinking about in our present circumstances. And I want to leave you with one last thing. It's a request of sorts. This idea of living in the spirit of poverty, this isn't only deprivation, all right? It's not actually deprivation at all. But there's an opportunity here to be grateful. And I think it is a request. I ask you, please, do something for yourself. Do something for God. List three things every single day that you're grateful for. Every single day. and thank the Heavenly Father at the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, or the middle, or all through the day. But give thanks to the Heavenly Father for three things every day. Three things that you're grateful for. And it can be something so simple. You know, I'm grateful for this cup of coffee. I'm grateful for a hot shower. I'm grateful for the friend who just sent me a text message to see how I'm doing. I'm grateful for the opportunity to make a spiritual communion. I'm grateful for the fact that I can sit down and open my Bible because I don't have to be at work now. You know, on and on and on and on and on. Use your imagination and be vigilant. Look for opportunities to be grateful. This too will change your attitude. And this is part of that living in the spirit of poverty. This is looking within and doing without. That's what I talked about at the open to the show. That today we'd be talking about looking within and doing without. That's what this is all about. Look within yourself. I believe that you will find, with the grace of God, that you're stronger than you think you are. Because He'll make you stronger than you think you are. He will carry you in your weakness. Look within. I can do this because God is here with me. I can do this because I have my Mother Mary accompanying me and praying for me. I don't really need this. I can cut back on that. Look within. That's what I'm talking about. Looking within and doing without. Look within yourself and really think about what can you do without for your own sake and for the sake of others. Looking within and doing without. There's one last thing that I would like to encourage you to do. And I think, you know, everybody's talking about watching Mass online, very important, and spiritual communions, very important. But I want you to do one thing, especially if you are in an area where confession is not accessible right now. Ask your guardian angel. Really ask him. Pray to him every single morning. And tell him, guardian angel, I don't know when I'll be able to receive the sacrament of reconciliation again. In the meantime, please help me to avoid every single kind of sin. Every moment of every day. Ask him to help you. He will. And then pray to Saint Michael for protection against the evil one. This is important because times like this, the evil one really wants to mess with our heads. For him, it's the perfect opportunity to shake us and make us doubt God. And we can't allow ourselves to do that. And so ask your guardian angel, please help me out. Help me out. Guide my thoughts. Help me not to fall into any kind of sin whatsoever. It'll be beautiful, I promise you. All right, I think that's a lot for today. We talked about a lot. Looking within and doing without. During this time, I wish you all of the best. And that kind of sounds like a greeting card. But what I mean is that I wish for you, I pray for you, that what we talked about in this podcast sinks into your heart and changes you, and that you can help to change others, because we will get through this. Our God is good and loving, and He knows what is best for us, even when things seem really awful. There will be joy. I promise you, there will be joy. So as we go through our week, let's remember that. Let's remember to look within and do without. I have to end the show. So if you'd like to know more about me, become part of my ministry, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, if you'd like to invite me to speak at your event or your parish, please visit margefenelin.com. That's margefenelin.com. You can also connect with me, not only on my website, but on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. I'm all over the place. Connect with me. Let me know how you're doing. If you need prayer, let me know that. If it's something specific, I will definitely pray for you. I love to do that. Just search Marge Fenelin, and you'll find me. Before you go, I ask one more thing. I ask you to help me to bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with the people in your life. Please share this podcast, especially those that you know are really struggling during this time of empty store shelves. Thank you very much for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, my friend, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN2PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.